Carlson shakes off his catcher. Now delivers high, ball three. 3-2, the count is full. And a pitch that misses the zone would put a runner aboard and bring the tying run to the plate for Yankton. Here's Landon Withrow. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Carlson goes into the windup. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Hit into left field, and that's going to get down. It scoots off of the left fielder's glove. Withrow's on his way to second, and it's a one-out double for Landon Withrow. Landon Withrow ripped that into left field for a hit. And now he is at second base, and the game-tying run is in Austin Johnson at the plate. And an error charged to Messenger in left field. So they'll score that a single, and then advancing on the error. And now Austin Johnson. So Withrow on second. Here's the pitch. Johnson, a chopping ground ball, goes left and out, goes foul outside of the bag at third. Foul ball. No balls, one strike, one out, 5-3, post 22 with a two-run lead. Yankton just got a hit from its number 8 hitter in the lineup, Landon Withrow, a single into left field. Advanced to second on an error by the left fielder. This one a ground ball. Inside of the bag, it's a fair ball. Landon Withrow on his way to third. He'll round and come down the line, and on his way to second is Austin Johnson, and Johnson with an RBI double. Yankton with life in the ninth inning. It's 5-4. Austin Johnson pulled it right down the line. It stayed inside the line and a base hit. It actually ends up a double, and it's an RBI double for Austin Johnson. And now Brad Ulmer, who ripped one against Carlson in Carlson's first batter that he saw in relief effort. And it went deep to right, but to the deepest part of the ballpark. Now one out, and Ulmer will try to tie it. If he can send one into the outfield, they'll probably try to wave Johnson around from second. And time called. Carlson stepped off of the back of the rubber, looks over to his coach, who trots onto the out of the dugout and up to the mound for a meeting. So they'll talk to Carlson. Brad Ulmer looking for a base hit. Ulmer is first time up against Carlson, ripped it into deep right field, and Eric Petrie was able to race it down. And Ulmer touched just about every part of that baseball. But unfortunately, right field goes very deep here at Bob Sheldon Field. It's the deepest part of the ballpark. One out, runner on second base. That is the game's tying run. It's 5-4. Now coming set is Cody Carlson. Here's the one out pitch. Big swing and a line into right field. That's a base hit. Austin Johnson being waved around third. Here comes the throw. Johnson flies and he's safe and we're tied at 5. Austin Johnson scores from second on an RBI single by Brad Ulmer, and this game is deadlocked at 5. 2-run top of the ninth inning, and that'll bring to the plate Sheldon Gant. And Yankton is feeling it now. Brad Ulmer first pitch swinging. Austin Johnson pumping around 30 scores. Here's Sheldon Gant, who is hitless today, looking for his first hit. Runner on first base, it's Ulmer. One out, 5-5 tie. We're in the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. It runs inside, ball one. So a ball and no strikes to Sheldon Gant. Gant, the number two hitter in the Yankton lineup, followed by Mason Townsend and Colin Muth. Here's Carlson, delivers home. That one called a strike, a bit up in the zone, but it's banged a strike, and the count is even, 1-1. Sheldon Gant back into the box, a right-handed hitter. Ulmer leads off of first base. Carlson comes set, delivers home. That one lifted into the air, backing out of play, and a foul ball for Sheldon Gant. Now a ball and two strikes with one out. Yankton has scored 2 in the top of the ninth inning, and this game will continue. Now the pulse 12 from Yankton trying to get the go-ahead run to come around. It's in the legs of the speedy Brad Ulmer at first base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. High, ball 2, and the count is even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 with one out. Right-handed hitting Sheldon Gant. Ulmer leads off for the bag at first. Carlson sets, kicks and fires. This one drilled by Sheldon Gant, but way foul. Sheldon Gant out in front of that one. He hit that baseball a long way, but he was out in front of it, and it is well foul. Gant trying to time up Cody Carlson, who's a hard-throwing left-hander. Ulmer on first. Here's the pitch. That one waved down and missed. An off-speed pitch. And Sheldon Gant down on strikes. Yankton down to now with two outs. It'll be Mason Townsend. Well, Townsend will try to keep try to give Yankton the advantage. He has to try to score Ulmer from first base. They'll just try to keep the inning alive and get Colin Muth to the plate. Two outs, and here's the pitch. That one, a ground ball, softly hit right side. It's outside of the line and foul. And Mason Townsend will try it again. He's 1-for-4 today, hitting .381 on the season. State A Baseball Championship in Brookings at Bob Sheldon Field. It's good to have you alongside here this evening. Yankton has tied the ball game here in the top of the ninth with two runs. Runner on first base, it's Brad Ulmer. Mason Townsend at the plate, no balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. That one outside, and the count is even. One ball and one strike. So 1-1 with two outs. Yankton has battled back here in the ninth. Ulmer gets his lead at first. Carlson comes set, looks at first, now delivers home. That one ripped by Mason Townsend down the line and right, coming out of his right fielder. He'll make the catch, and Eric Petrie is able to haul it in right field for the out. Yankton does get two runs, though, to tie the ball game. They get two runs on three hits, one error, and one left on. And after 8.5, it's a 5-5 tie. Pulse 22 will try to win it. In the bottom half of the ninth, we'll see if Austin Johnson can shut him down and send us into the extra frame next on Classic Hits 106.3 and online at KBHT.com.